This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Reaction after U.S. Senate Republicans pushed through President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, despite objections from Senate Democrats, as well as one Republican holdout.
This is a momentous day for America, for the United States Constitution, and for the fair and impartial rule of law.
That's President Trump at a White House swearing-in ceremony, but earlier, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer made clear the Democrats' objections to the process.
The Republican majority is lighting its credibility on fire. This hypocritical 180-degree turn is spectacularly obvious.
And meanwhile, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more on the confirmation vote.
The Republican majority in the Senate was able to power past objections from every Democrat.
The yeas are 52, the nays are 48.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it was their duty to confirm the president's pick.
One of the most brilliant, admired, and well-qualified nominees in our lifetime.
And says Democrats would have done the same thing if they were in power. The judge is a conservative. Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer says it goes deeper than that on issues like abortion, workers' rights, the Affordable Care Act, and climate change.
Judge Barrett holds far-right views well outside the American mainstream, and those views matter.
Amy Coney Barrett replaces the late liberal icon Ruth Bader Ginsburg and becomes President Trump's third justice on the nation's highest court. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden both made stops in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania Monday in two different styles for campaigning. This is VOA News.